You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will take us and our broadcast and make it a blessing to you today.
Many years I long for rest, perfect peace within my breast, and I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, "Take the cross and follow me to Calvary." Oh, how hard it was to die, and all self to crucify, just to lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Now the blood has been applied, through His power I'm sanctified, and the Savior gives me constant victory. Yes, He took away my sin, washed and made me pure within. Oh, I lost my life, but found it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Lord, I would not stand alone when I come before Thy throne. Let me bring at least one soul, O Lord, to Thee. Here I give myself away. Take me, use me, Lord, I pray. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friends, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life. if I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege we have of being a part of the family of God through the redeeming grace of Jesus Christ. And it is our sincere desire to do Thy bidding and Thy will. And we're praying that as this broadcast service goes out to this precious people today, that the Spirit will be able to move upon hearts to help souls to see their need, if they do not know Thee, to see their need of surrendering their hearts and their lives to Thee. For we know Your way is always right, and we are blessed when we do Thy bidding and will. Now, Father, bless the remainder of our broadcast today. Make it a blessing to souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, our bodies belong to God. Our text of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. One of the grave mistakes that was made by the Supreme Court and is made by millions of others is that a woman has a right to do with her body as she pleases. Therefore, she has a right to kill her unborn baby by abortion. Men nor women have a right to do as they please with their bodies. We read in the book of Genesis that God is the one who formed the first human being, and he was a man. The second one was a woman. So by right of creation, both belong to God. Much emphasis is put on the soul, and rightly so. But there is much in the scriptures about the body as well. The Apostle James tells us, the body without the spirit is dead, James 2:26. So as long as we live in this world, they cannot be separated. Jesus said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak, Matthew 26:41. Some take that statement to teach that the flesh just has to sin. The Bible does not support such teaching. In fact, the Bible teaches that the body does not sin. In 1 Corinthians 6:18, Paul tells us, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his body. Our bodies belong to God. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. And Paul went on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's our text for the day's message. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Our bodies are God's temple in this New Testament age. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. A lot of people want to preach and teach and believe that the Jews are going to have a rebuilt temple there in Jerusalem, and they're going to be offering animal sacrifices, and God's going to honor it and so forth. Well, I know there are certain Jewish people there who want to have a rebuilt temple. They would have to tear down that golden dome building, which is the third most holy place to the Muslims in the world, and they'd have a war on their hands if they tried to do so. But God will never honor another literal temple and literal sacrifices. For as I have just read from His holy word, His temple today is our physical body. Whenever we are saved and sanctified, the Spirit of God dwelling in us, then our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, talking about our body, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. One of the things that greatly displeased God with the Old Testament Israel was when they, or heathen nations, defile the temple in Jerusalem. In Ephemius, the great thought he would be able to work to tear down the Jewish religion, and he did conquer Jerusalem, and he spilt swine's broth there on the floor in the temple, and even built a heathen idol over the temple, the ark there in the temple, and it greatly displeased God. And I say one of the things that displeased God through the history of Old Testament Israel was whenever they defiled the temple, neglected it, ceased their worship there at it, and worshiped idols instead. We see he feels the same about his New Testament temple, our bodies, for he said if we defile it, he'd destroy us. Now, the Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. Let me repeat that. The Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean temple. You have to be a child of God, saved from your sins, and living for God, and dedicate yourself to God, as I read from Romans 12 and 1. Dedicate yourself a living sacrifice to God, and then the Spirit of God will dwell in you and give you power to be a son of God and to live a righteous, godly, and holy life. Having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Filthiness of the flesh is anything that the Bible forbids for the flesh. Whether it be 14 karat gold, or tobacco, or alcohol, or some other ungodly thing, whenever we defile our bodies, we are defiling what is supposed to be the temple of God. Therefore, we are to cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And again I say, filthiness of the flesh is anything that the Bible forbids for the flesh. Paul adds to that something else there in Romans chapter 1 and verse 19. Paul there speaks about our bodies and how we are supposed to use it and not defile it. And he told how that they turned away from serving God and were foolish in their hearts and vain in their thinking. And then they turned away from the true God and started worshiping idols, even four-footed beasts and fowls of the air. And so we are to be a temple for the indwelling of the Spirit of God, and the temple is to be holy. Our bodies were bought with a price. We have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. The elders at Ephesus were told to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. God purchased our bodies as well as our soul, and it belongs to him. It belongs to him by the right of creation, as I said earlier, and it also belongs to him through redemption. So our bodies are both now and in the future are to be God's. As our text clearly states, we are not our own. Also, Paul said, Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people, zealous of good works. So we read in Titus 2 and 14. Since we have been redeemed from all iniquity, that is, from all sin, we are to live holy, as you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. Even so now, yield your members, that is, your body, servants to righteousness unto holiness. So we read in Romans chapter 6 and verse 19. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans chapter 6, verses 12, 13, and 14. And let me repeat the very last part of that. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You are to be a servant of Christ, and Christ is to be your head, and Christ is to be your ruler, for he is the government of the church. Holiness and modesty go together. Paul and Peter are talking about the body when they speak of dressing in modest apparel. Modesty is a part of the law of Christ, and sin is breaking the law, according to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. So we have no right to do with our bodies anything contrary to the Word of God, whether it is dressing immodest, whether it's drinking alcoholic beverages, or whether it's smoking cigarettes, which defiles the body, or whatever it might be. We have no right to do that, because we belong to God by the right of creation and by the right of redemption. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The world would have us view our bodies as our own, and we are free to do with it as we please. We have a right to use it as we please, so they would have us to believe. No one, and I repeat that, no one has a right to try to tell us what to do, they say. But God does have a right to tell us what to do. Yes, God does have a right to tell us what to do. God would have us view our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit, belonging to him, purchased by the blood of Christ, and an instrument through which we are to glorify him, and finally be raised from the grave and given a spiritual glorified body so that we can be with him forever. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sweet is the song I'm singing today.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. Trust it has been a blessing to you. And we would like to hear from you if our broadcast is a blessing to you. And our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland. And our email address is truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there, or you can also join us in our services, Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening at 6, Wednesday evening at 7, and our services are broadcast live on the Internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig, thanking you for being with us, trusting you'll tune in next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.
Amen.